I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are switched off or turned to silent. And the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the current Social Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-interest which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. Will then be invited back in to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except for councillors considering any exempt matters. Members should be reminded that microphones work as a viewing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence, flashing green is next to queue, and then solid green. Please do not press the microphone button again when it's lit red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an item before remote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Instant messages should be kept to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, C for comment, P for propose, S for second. Please refrain from making any other comments. Instant messaging. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make. Any declarations or any apologies?
Yes, Chair, we have an apology from Councillor Finn.
Okay. Declarations of interest? Item number four is the DA Forum Action Sheet. Item number three, Action Sheet of our last meeting. There's two pages there. Any issues? Proposer, please. The Mathers and Councillor Jackson. Item number four is the DA Forum Action Sheet, January 2026, and hand over to Alison.
Thanks, Chair. The purposes of the report is to note it and to agree the actions in the action sheets outlined at 3.1 in the report. I don't propose to speak to the report, but I'm happy to take any questions.
Questions? Okay, can I get a proposal, please? Councillor Kate Murphy and seconded. Item 5 is deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3, part 1, schedule 6 of the Local Government, Northern Ireland, 2014 Act. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person and the public may be by resolution be excluded during these items of business. I get a proposal to go into closed session. Jackson. Get Murphy. Whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 5, Community Trail Development, on the proposal of Kate Murphy, seconded by Councillor Arlie King, it was agreed to progress the Hilltown Community Trail Project for IBA Stage 3, utilising existing budgets, subject to committee and council approval. Items 6 and 7 are for noting. Unless there's any comments, can I get a proposer and a seconded? This is Murphy. That concludes our meeting and happy Pancake Day for tomorrow. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.